This is what the Lord Jesus Christ says. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on the earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. This morning you're going to observe a Christian baptism. This is not holy water, it's just water. Baptism does not save you. Only Jesus Christ can do that. What it is it's a picture of what Jesus Christ did for us. It's a picture of his death on the cross for our sins, of his supposedly, well, he didn't stay dead. He was buried, but then he rose again gloriously on the third day, and he lives forever, never to die again. For the one being baptized, what this really is it's a public profession of faith in Christ, of identifying with his death, his burial, and his resurrection, of obedience to his command to be baptized, and an appeal of a good conscience towards God in following him in all things, as he has commanded us. Our faith in Christ is supposed to be genuine and public. And intensely personal. If you have trusted in Christ for your salvation and have never been baptized, you should. This morning, I want to introduce Trevor Widener to you. Trevor's become a good friend over the past few months. I'm really excited that he's being baptized. So Trevor, come on down and tell people what you've found in Jesus Christ.
Good morning. My name is Trevor Widener. I was born on April 21st, 1982. I wasn't raised in a Christian home. At the age of 15 years old, I was left to be raised by my grandparents. I turned out to be a polite and respectful young man that didn't get into too much trouble. At the age of 32 years old, I lost both grandparents within 5 years of each other. That loss took me into a dark place in my life. I found myself turning to drugs and a life of crime to try to deal with this loss. Within 1 year of heavy drug use, I found myself in jail, looking at 3 years in prison and 5 years felony probation after that. I was given the option of going to a faith-based rehab called the Joshua House Men's Center for 1 year. There I was shown the love of Jesus and how I can be forgiven for all my sins. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. And on that night of December 21st, 2014, I heard this clearly for the first time. And at the end of that service, I got on my knees and I asked Jesus into my heart and to be the Lord of my life and to forgive me for my sins. After I put my full trust into Christ Jesus, he took away worries, heartaches, craving of drugs, restored relationships that I had broken and never thought I could get back. Joel 2:25, I will restore the years that the swarming locusts have eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. As being an only child growing up, I never thought that he'd also give me brothers and sisters in Christ. And even brothers and sisters I haven't even met yet. And to know that I'm a part of a very big family. John 1:12, to all those who did receive, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Trevor, is it good to be part of God's family?
Yes.
Are you trusting in Jesus Christ and him alone through his death on the cross for salvation, forgiveness of your sins, and eternal life.
Yes.
Trevor Widener, based upon your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we first of all, we thank you for Jesus, who as God became a man, lived a life totally without sin, died on the cross for our sins, and was raised from the dead, never to die again. We give you thanks for giving Trevor the grace to trust Jesus, not only to save him from the penalty of his sins, but to give him help in this life, and after he dies, eternal life with Christ in heaven. And please, Father, give all of us a heart for Trevor, that we might meet him and know him and befriend him and help and encourage him and love him as much as we love ourselves. For he is our brother, paid for by Jesus' blood. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.